President Obama's nominee to head the Consumer Protection Bureau that opens Thursday was a Jeopardy champion back in 1987.
In 1762, Ben Franklin was given an honorary degree by this English university. Richard.
What is Oxford?
Oxford is right also.
He made it to the top of Jeopardy, but will the former Attorney General for Ohio, Richard Cordray, be able to make it all the way to confirmation as Consumer Bureau Chief? In nominating Cordray, President Obama bypasses controversial acting bureau chief Elizabeth Warren, who was staunchly opposed by Republicans and the financial industry. But like Warren, Cordray also has a strong record reining in banks. Joining us from Washington is Carter Doherty, consumer finance reporter for Bloomberg News. And Carter, Richard Cordray is currently enforcement chief for the Consumer Protection Bureau. Give us a sense of what his record is, what he stands for.
Well, bear in mind that since the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau hasn't yet started work, that happens beginning on Thursday, his main track record we know of comes from his work in Ohio. And there he was a pretty aggressive guy vis-a-vis the banks and high finance. He worked closely with activist groups to put pressure on them. He participated in a 50-state investigation of mortgage servicing practices, the so-called robo-signing that implicates such giants as JPMorgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Ally Financial, and so forth. So he has a track record of being pretty tough on the banks. He's gone a little bit underwater since he took the enforcement chief's job in December, giving the occasional interview. But generally speaking, state attorneys general are no shrinking violets.
And you spoke with one Cleveland activist whose group once covered a bank president's lawn with small plastic loan sharks. And the activist remembers that then state treasurer Richard Cordray encouraged his group to expand. That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's no politician out there who's worth his salt who does not try to manipulate public opinion. And clearly one of the things Cordray saw was that public outrage strengthens the hands of those who would bring the banks to heel. So he clearly embraced that on some level. He did note in some of his public remarks since becoming Consumer Bureau Enforcement Chief that they might very well hold some investigative hearings to collect information, to collect data on practices in consumer finance. So I wouldn't rule out that that would be a sort of species of that, kind of maintaining the public focus on the issues.
One big consumer advocate, Ralph Nader, was very disappointed that the president bypassed Elizabeth Warren. He called it an act of political cowardliness by President Obama. But on the other side, an Ohio-based financial services attorney said that of all the people in the Consumer Protection Bureau, Cordray frightens her the most. How so? How is he so frightening to the financial services industry?
Well, he didn't really take any prisoners when he was Ohio Attorney General. He was pretty aggressive in litigation there. I think with bank lawyers, you always have to take this with a bit of a grain of salt since they're bound to throw a bit of scare into the banks themselves. But as I said, he was no shrinking violet. He got things done in Ohio.
What are Republicans saying about his nomination, and what might the confirmation process be like?
Well, the Republicans staked out a position in May where they said they would not vote to confirm anyone until there were changes to the structure of the Consumer Bureau, changes that neither Elizabeth Warren nor the broader Obama administration seems to be interested in, nor Democrats in the Senate, for that matter. So it's a little bit of a mystery as to how this process is going to go forward. One possibility is a recess appointment in which the president can appoint somebody temporarily. Another is some sort of deal, the likes of which we can only begin to imagine at this point.
And I understand some Republicans want a board of directors to run this agency, not one person.
Commission of some sort, they call it, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like Cordray will have an easier time of it getting confirmed than Elizabeth Warren might have had.
No, I don't think so either. This is going to be in some measure a debate about the Consumer Bureau, probably a little bit about Richard Cordray, and then, of course, just the slow Senate confirmation process.
Well, the Bureau officially opens Thursday, but it's already been operating with Warren as its interim director. What's it been doing, and how will that change once it gets a permanent director?
Well, it's important to remember that Warren has been functioning as a special advisor to the Treasury Secretary and assistant to the President. She's been setting this thing up. It has had absolutely no legal authority. On Thursday, it will officially take over enforcement of the existing laws and regulations under laws such as the Truth in Lending Act, which protects consumers in certain financial transactions. but it does not assume broader powers to regulate what are called non-bank financial firms. These are folks that don't take deposits, people like payday lenders or mortgage originators or auto lenders. And in those cases, that awaits the confirmed director. Those powers only accrue when they have a confirmed director. So we'll just have to wait. So part of it launches and part of it awaits what the Senate does with Richard Cordray, or for that matter, what President Obama does.
Carter Doherty is consumer finance reporter for Bloomberg News. Thank you, Carter.
Thank you.